If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. If you've just turned in, Joe is missing today, as is Bridget. So I'm carrying it, and hopefully I need your help. So call in. The call-in line, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. And, of course, you can email us questions anytime at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. This half hour, we have someone who's great and who your questions may be perfect for. She's Melody Mosey. And I'm going to spell her name because her website, www.melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, Mosey, M-O-E-Z-Z-I.com, is a website you can get, Haldol and Hyacinths, which is a bipolar life. It's talking about her and in a wonderful way. I'm going to tell you that not only did I enjoy this book, but there are tremendous reviews that have been done on this book by a number of actually very critical reviewers, and even reviewed by Scientific American, which you don't see reviews of very often, especially of books written by lay people. So, Melody, one of the things that comes through this is that many people who have the diagnosis of, and I should say who you are first, I apologize, but we'll get to that in a few seconds. But in addition to writing this great book, she has a wonderful history, but what comes through to me is that a lot of people miss the diagnosis of bipolar disease, even when you were in treatment for depression. They miss the manic component, and right, consequently didn't treat you appropriately. So tell me, how do we spot someone who is in trouble with the disease, and what should we be doing about it? If a friend has it, what would you see in the friend? Did I lose you? Melody. Okay, we'll be right back. We're trying to find her. I'm going to tell you that, as I said, about 2.6% of American adults live with bipolar. That's 6.1 million people in America. Clearly, not that many people have been diagnosed with it. 20% of youths aged 13 to 18 experience severe mental disorders in a given year. 1.1% of American adults, that's about 2.4 million people, live with schizophrenia. 18.1%, 42 million people live with anxiety disorders such as panic, obsessive compulsive, post-traumatic stress, generalized anxiety and phobia. So it's a huge problem in America, and approximately 20% of us at one time or another, we'll have this. So, Melody, I'm sorry I lost you, or we lost you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No problem. It's actually part of the technical challenges and wonders of this world. So, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. Usually, my co-host, Joe Goluski, who's the orchestrator of the show, lives in Syracuse and does it from the Syracuse stations of WSYR. Our producer is in Vero Beach, Florida. That is, our engineer Sonar is in Vero Beach, Florida. Our producer is actually in New Jersey, and the satellite uplink is in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And we have stations all around the country. So it's crazy. tell me about what would someone see in a friend who had bipolar disorder, and what do you do?
Yeah, I think it's really important. You were discussing before we got disconnected misdiagnosis, and it's the rule, not the exception. It took 10 years for me to get a proper diagnosis. For most people with bipolar disorder, it takes 8 to 10 years to get a proper diagnosis, and that's unacceptable. I think part of why that happens is because A lot of physicians don't rule out mania. A lot of us go, and mania was my normal at a certain point, and I considered it normal. And it was, to a certain degree, it could be, until it was no longer normal, until I had an acute manic episode and a psychotic break and was having hallucinations. But I think paying attention to sleep patterns is incredibly important. Paying attention to whether somebody is speaking very quickly, has just increased energy in certain periods of time. It's one thing if you're dealing with just unipolar depression. And the problem is that if you treat, and that's what happens, is I was misdiagnosed with unipolar depression. If you treat bipolar disorder as if it's unipolar depression, when somebody's in a depressive episode, and give them purely antidepressants without a mood stabilizer, you can induce a manic episode and also induce a mixed episode, and those are the episodes where suicide is most common. So it's incredibly dangerous to be treating it the wrong way, and it happens all the time.
Now, many people I have seen, one, let's first answer what you see less sleep, I assume, in the manic phase, much
right.
less sleep.
And right.
the second
yeah,
thing
and
is people in the manic phase often are incredibly successful. They write, if you will, books. They're able to do four or five jobs
right.
that normal humans do at once. So they, they have this incredible productivity. And then,
right, and that's more the hypomanic, the mildly manic state when that happens. Once you've reached the manic state, it's sort of you stop becoming coherent. And I think that's what's so attractive to some people is that mildly manic state. And it would be great if you could stay in that very mildly manic state. But unfortunately, for most of us, it ends up going into that full-blown acute mania that can also very quickly turn into psychosis.
Now, you were often, you've said a couple things that bear repeating. One is friends often miss this.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, that if you get treated for the depressive phase alone, that is, if people miss that this is a different disease than unipolar or just a depressive episode, that in that the treatment is very different. And some of the people who are most successful in medicine have had, if you will, are bipolar and have had
right.
some of this. And one of my heroes tells a story in his own book about how he was misdiagnosed, Dean Ornish, who is a brilliant physician on lifestyle changes. And you wonder how he's done so much. But he's done it because, and he talks about how he was contemplating suicide at one point in during his medical school career until he got the thing diagnosed correctly. And so this is much more common than we think. People can be very productive with it for long periods.
Right.
But it does go into the suicide phase fairly appropriately. And as I read your book, I think there were 3 suicide attempts. Maybe there were more, but I saw
There was
3,
just one, but that was more than enough for me.
And one of them
suicide attempt.
Well, one of them was trying to, I assume, was trying to slit your wrists at your
yeah.
psychiatrist's office.
Right.
And it should say men with the problem are much more successful at committing suicide than women. Women try
right.
it more often, but don't succeed. So a guy with this condition, much more dangerous to himself, if you will, than women. Women,
and they also have more access to weapons. I think that's another part of it, because 2/3 of all gun fatalities are suicides, and more than half of all suicides are gun-related. And men tend to have more guns as well. So I think that's also part of it.
So we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to you about what you would have said if you were a friend of Robin Williams, and what we should do when we have friends. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm Dr. Mike. We're talking with the author of Haldol and Hyacinths, Melody Mosey. We'll be right back.
Antioxidants, you've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.